Circle's EURC now holds half the euro stablecoin market, after MyCA cleared the field. 12 months ago, Circle's euro-denominated stablecoin EURC held about 17% of the euro stablecoin market. As of early 2026, that number sits between 41% and 50%, depending on which tracker you use. The total euro stablecoin market is still small, under 350 million euros. But the competitive picture has changed so fast that the race is effectively over before most issuers showed up. MyCA wiped the board. The Markets and Crypto Assets Regulation went into full enforcement on December 30, 2024. What followed was not a gradual transition. Over $140 billion non-compliant stablecoins were removed from EU-regulated exchanges within months. Coinbase Europe pulled USDT in December 2024. Crypto.com followed in January 2025. Binance delisted it in March 2025. Tether discontinued its own euro stablecoin, EURT, entirely. Circle had already secured authorization as an electronic money institution in France before MyCA's stablecoin provisions took effect. That single license passports EURC across all 27 EU member states. Competitors who want the same coverage need to obtain the same type of license, a process that takes months at minimum. The result per Kaiko Research, MyCA-compliant euro stablecoins, EURC, Societe Generale's EURCV, and Banking Circle's EURI now command 91% of the euro stablecoin market. EURC alone holds the plurality. Three integrations that changed the use case. EURC spent most of 2024 and early 2025 as a compliance instrument, something exchanges listed because they had to offer a euro stablecoin, and EURC was the obvious MyCA-compliant choice. Q1 2026 shifted that. Ingenico plus Wallet Connect Pay, January 13, 2026. Ingenico's 40 million plus POS terminals across 120 countries now support stablecoin checkout via Wallet Connect Pay. Consumers can pay from wallets like MetaMask and Trust Wallet using EURC, USDC, or USDT directly at physical stores. This is the first time euro stablecoin payments have reached mainstream retail infrastructure at that scale. Wirex plus Visa on Stellar, live since November 2025. Wirex, a Visa principal member serving over 7 million users, now settles card payments on-chain using both USDC and EURC on the Stellar blockchain. No intermediary banks, no legacy fiat clearing. The settlement leg of a Visa transaction runs on Stellar rails and stablecoins. Deutsche Börse MOU, the Frankfurt Exchange, signed a memorandum of understanding to deploy EURC via its 360T digital exchange and Clearstream custody infrastructure. This puts EURC inside one of Europe's largest institutional trading and settlement systems. A regulatory moat, not a market one, Circle's position is unusual because it was built more by regulatory default than by product differentiation. Tether chose not to pursue MyCA compliance for EURT. Most potential euro stablecoin issuers lack the EMI license required under MyCA. The French EMI pathway that Circle used is open to others, but the lead time creates a window that widens with every new integration. Societe Generale's EURCV is the closest competitor, backed by a major European bank. Banking Circle's EURI targets institutional settlement. Neither has matched EURC's retail distribution. No POS terminal network, no Visa settlement deal, no DeFi yield integrations. On-chain, EURC remains 90.1% concentrated on Ethereum, with secondary presence on Solana, Base, and Avalanche. About $10 million in corporate deposits are earning yield through Morpho vaults, an early sign of institutional DeFi use. The size problem. The entire euro stablecoin market is under 350 million euros. For context, USDC alone has a market cap above $30 billion. USDT exceeds $140 billion. Euro stablecoins represent less than 1% of the global stablecoin market. This means EURC's dominance is real, but the market it dominates is still tiny. The 58% of European institutions reportedly integrating stablecoins into payment flows, per industry surveys, are overwhelmingly using dollar-denominated stablecoins. Euro stablecoins remain a regulatory compliance layer more than a liquidity choice. The European Central Bank's Digital Euro project, currently in testing with 70 market participants and projected for a 2028-2029 launch, adds another variable. A CBDC issued by the ECB could either legitimize the euro stablecoin category by normalizing digital euro payments or compete directly with it. What this means for crypto card users in the EU for the 108 countries' spend node tracks, the MiCA stablecoin shift has a direct impact on EEA crypto card funding. USDT-funded cards from Binance, Bybit, and KuCoin face restrictions in EU jurisdictions. Users who funded cards with USDT on European exchanges now need to convert to USDC or EURC. Cards that already support stablecoin payments via USDC, like Gnosis Pay and Colo, are less affected. Wirex's Stellar-based EURC settlement is the most advanced card-level integration of a euro stablecoin to date. The practical difference for cardholders: spending euro stablecoins in the eurozone should eventually mean zero FX conversion, since EURC is pegged 1.1 to the euro. That is a structural advantage over dollar stablecoins for EEA users paying in euros.